Buenos días.
Good morning. Buenos días. Buenos días.
This is your host Isela Martin
and your co-host Gabriela Fernandez
con la hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on KVOM 1440. Hey, hey, hey! It's Thursday again.
Oh yeah, live streaming on KVOM.com. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it.
Anytime
you know you're like, I'm not even in my car close to a radio. Hey, well, guess what? If you're close to a computer, which is your phone, because everybody has one of those these days, you can just go to KVON.com and live stream right from there.
I know. Mira, ¿sabes qué? Okay, so it takes forever for Thursday to get here, and when Thursday's here, it goes by so fast.
I know. And like tomorrow's Friday. I feel like this week took like really long.
I know. Right now that I have people that are kind of logging into Facebook on the live, I do want to open the lines of communication. I know we're going to go really quick into this. So what we wanted to talk in our first segment was about being an entrepreneur and kind of saying, let's play a game that si tú pudieras ser un emprendedor, what would you do? Why would you go off that limb? Like, you know, ¿qué sería? Like, why would you, like, open up your own business? If you can go into business, what would you do, Gabriela?
I actually wanted to, originally when I was going to school to St. Mary's, I actually wanted to be, open up my own nonprofit organization and basically help out, you know, underrepresented youth in the community to help them kind of get into college. Like, I didn't have anybody to help me get into college in terms of, you know, filling out applications and all that jazz. Just because, you know, I'm first generation American going to school, going to college. So I had to navigate that system on my own, which was a little difficult. And so I wanted to start, you know, a nonprofit organization for helping kids kind of navigate that system, especially first gens, because it's hard and it's scary sometimes. And sometimes you get discouraged and, you know, you have other people in your ear telling you, you know, like, you don't have to try that hard, or, you know, maybe there's just certain factors going on in your home. And then they start to have a little bit of a troubled youth. I certainly saw that in a lot of my cousins and, you know, my family members growing up. And so kind of just trying to prevent that cycle from continuing, you know, and give back. Like, it's all about giving back.
Well, right now I'm just going to let you know that on Facebook, nos están mandando saludos, Martín Palomino, and actually they are actually Merced, California. Muchos, muchos saludos. And thank you so much for tuning into our show. I'm sorry that I had to interrupt. He's like, people are not believing me that you're live right now. Like, estamos en vivo y en directo. Y muchos saludos a Benjamin. So, and the reason why I wanted to open this conversation is, like, I want to get to better know my co-host. And it's, for me, a mí también, like, me gustaría saber, like, man, if we can always go on a limb and say, ¿sabes qué? Me voy a aventar al negocio. ¿Qué sería? Opening your nonprofit, and se nota que tienes corazón, Gabriela. You know what I mean? That it's like there's something else there that you're always wanting to provide for someone else other than just yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, like, la gente lo toma de mal. You know, they're just like, oh, tú nunca sabes cómo decir no. You know, like, you never know when to say no, because I'm just so helpful that way. And then a veces, you know, otras personas toman ventaja. Pero at the end of the day, the way that I see it, whether that happens or not, you know, you just have to stay true to yourself, continue being yourself. And I don't know, don't let the world change you. Just because, you know, there's bad people out there doesn't mean you have to change bad, too.
I know. Yeah, yo también sí tengo ese problema of, like, not being able to say, oh, maybe next time, sorry. Or, like, hey, you're going to the meeting today, right? And I'm like,
what meeting? Okay,
no.
Sure, now I am.
Yeah, I know. And so actually,
because, like,
yesterday,
oh, shoot, I didn't go to the meeting.
Yeah. Like, that happened to me yesterday. Like, you're going to that meeting, right? I'm like, I didn't even know about that meeting. So, but no, I'm not going to go. I have other things to do. And the reason why I know, I just straight jumped into, like, hey, you know, let's open social media. Let's find out what everyone has to say. But usually it's whenever we go live on Facebook, that's when we have the most viewers. And I just wanted to take a bit off. That didn't work out. They're like, hey, manda saludos a mi compadre and say hello to mi comadre. And I'm like, okay, I don't think I can do that right now.
You're like, not the purpose for opening up the lines of communication.
I know. I'm like, well, not that good. Y una dedicatoria para mi novia. And I'm like, nope, sorry. Like, we're talking business.
We're talking business, not pleasure. Although We do tend to talk about some pleasure sometimes.
There you go. No, so I'm going to go jump right back into our agenda, and I'm going to come back to the first segment anyways about entrepreneurship and then emprendedora. Why would you go out and do that? But mi gente del campo today in Napa, Sonoma, Solano, Feliz Inicio de Pisca, I believe between these two last weeks es cuando empezó.
Harvest season. Yes. Yep. I know. Who was it last week? There was somebody that was having, it was like a kickoff at a winery where they were going to be stomping with the grapes too. I've never done that, by the way, and I've always wanted to. It seems like so much fun.
It is fun.
I want to do that.
It's weird.
Is it?
Yeah,
because feeling it on your toes.
You know, each grape goes between the toes, so it's kind of.
See, but I also love that feeling. You'd be like, look at me, I'm stomping on the grapes.
I'm stomping on the grapes.
That's making some wine, some feet, some foot juice.
I'm like, I don't know that I want it to be referred that like little foot.
It's okay. They're cleansed. Cleansed and clean.
So, like, I have to admit, this entire, since school started, y hasta ahorita, I mean, es un trafical del diablo.
And, I can only imagine.
My house rumbles every time a truck passes by with grape. I'm like, oh my God, slow down. Please, please. Because it's really like, it is a major
super loud,
like,
yeah.
problem.
It
I'm
is.
Like, it's really keeping us up and or, you know,
what I always think is funny is, you know, during the summer months, I complain because there's so much traffic due to all of like the increase in tourism. And then as we kind of start to exit out of summer, there's still more traffic because of all the trucks that are coming in with all the grapes. And then I'm like, it's still that season.
Yeah.
Especially right in that Yountville area when you're crossing over heading towards Oakville. I'm like, oh, this one lane is killing me right now.
I know. There was so much traffic on the opposite side of my mola this morning. I'm like, what's going on?
I know.
Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I don't know. Maybe it's traffic on the freeway. Everyone's getting off the off-ramp there.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Power Latinos, where are we? What are you doing today? How are you having a productive Thursday morning? For me, I'm on la hora. So is Gabriela.
Hey, yes, I am. We out here. The best.
Like, I would like to know, ¿dónde estamos trabajando? What are you doing today? Working on the house, making the bed, getting up this late? You got a problem.
There's nothing wrong with getting up at 9 a.m.
During the week, I really like.
What's the latest you sleep in, by the way?
6
a.m.?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes, 6 a.m.
That's the latest you'll sleep in?
That is the latest. Like, I will be there and I'm
honey,
like,
that's horrible.
Oh my God, I'm laying here and I'm not using. Like, my mind is like, go, go, go. And even if I go to sleep at 3, 4,
I'll wake up at 6
because I know that's my time. And honestly, what wakes me up are all the field workers. And I mean, that's the line of work that I do anyway.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like,
you got up there for them. Yep, exactly.
My neighbors are waking up at that time. I can hear doors slam to cars. Motors going off, everything. So they're my alarm clock.
I love waking up, like, I think like 11 a.m. is like a good time to wake up. I think 11 a.m. is perfect. You get enough rest. Sometimes though, when you sleep too much, you're still tired, and I'm like, I slept too much.
I know, isn't that weird?
It's like hard finding that perfect happy medium. I don't even know. If you're barely waking up though, congratulations to you. It must be nice to sleep in this late.
It must be nice. It really must be nice, because boy, I was up at 6 o'clock this morning, not ready. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, it's so hard.
Literally, I was just like, and I haven't been feeling good. My friend got strep throat and we were accidentally sharing drinks. So, you know, yesterday I had the chills and the cold sweats and it was not the business. And today, feeling a little better, but still, you know, not 100%.
No, that's okay. You'll pick it up, I'm sure. But anyway, muchas felicidades to our Power Latinos, especially toda nuestra gente que está trabajando las piscas since 5 o'clock this morning, or they actually took that
overnight shift.
9.
Oh my God.
To like 5 or 9 to 6. I don't know. I can't add this early in the morning. Hey.
No, but it is that harvest time. So todos, you know, van a estar allá afuera. And the piercing cold, by the way.
Yes.
Have you noticed that none of our summer nights have been nice enough to, you know, walk around without a sweater?
No.
It's like the days have been
like
blazing.
50.
And then at night, I'm like freezing.
And you know what? They're not that blazing. We didn't really have a hot summer.
Not like in the past, no.
No.
Before it's hit like 110, I think, you know, we've mostly had it in like the upward 80s. Maybe a couple of weeks it hit the 90s, but.
Because I will tell you that my sister Veronica se ha escapado from me being at her house in the swimming pool. And it hasn't been that kind of temperature this mm-hmm. year for me to go over. So, yes, Veronica, I'm using you for your swimming pool. I'm just kidding. I love you.
Like, you're my sister, but I only like you because of your swimming pool.
Because it's nice, cool, refreshing.
Oh, who doesn't have a swimming pool? But that's why I got in shape. You know, anytime I need a pool, just head on down to your local gym.
There you go. Alrighty.
Okay, so for you, technically you are an entrepreneur. Querías hablar de, you know, emprendedores, emprendedoras. If you could open up another one, would you though? Or are you happy with the business that you started?
I owe it to my dad that we always have ideas and we want to open una panadería, que una zapatería, que la papelería. I'm like, really? Like, it's always like making that buck, but I think it's in the blood. Like, uh-huh. You want to open something. Shoot, if it was up to my dad would have like a recreational area for kids, baseball clinics. He'd be, you know, vendiendo pan and, you know, vendiendo fruta here and there. I mean, my dad really had that kind of like dynamic of just wanting to do something, making the buck, like mm-hmm. making a stretch. No que le faltaba, you know what I mean? But
right.
It was always like, why can't
get
we do
it,
this?
Get it, if get it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like why can't everybody else do it and we can't, you know?
Right.
But my dad opened up his like small business and it was really, really rewarding, but he always had other things going on. So for me, going out on a limb and starting my own business, it was fun. It's still fun. What gets a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm gonna get to do what I love. And you do.
But it's also work.
Like this much of it. My fingers are barely
open. Fingers are probably holding about like an
yeah,
inch.
Yeah, like an inch. You get to do what you love like this much. Y luego, if you're by yourself, then you got to do the accounting, the whole
all of
everything,
the actual work, the labor.
Yes. And so that I have no experience in. So that's mm-hmm. That's why I say that I put in my notes that it's not for everyone. And that's not me discouraging you, but be sure that you have all your ducks in a row before you actually become your own boss.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Like,
and you're setting up for yourself that way if you do yeah. have all your ducks in a row, you know?
A mí, yo sí quisiera una tiendita. I'll tell you later.
I know you would. I think we've talked about a little bit of, like, wanting to have, you know, like, you know, Mexican earrings and art and, you know, just jewelry.
And just kind of bring it to Napa. And, I mean, it's ideas. And I'm sure that even si no se me logra para mí, I know that there will be someone else that will be able to do that. You know, I have a busy schedule. So.
Oh, do you?
No, just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just that.
Oh, you're only involved in like five different things.
And so, I mean, I would love to, but it's just like the time. You wouldn't give it the love
right.
and nurture it
and
like it
again,
was yours.
Again, it goes back to what we were talking about. Have all your ducks in a row, understand what you're getting into, and know the time commitment that it's going to require
right.
for it to be successful. You know, if you wanted to just barely stay afloat, well, yeah, you're going to pretty much half-ass everything.
Yeah.
But
and
you don't
so
want to be
even,
like that.
And if you even have an employee at that point, then you're actually defraudando. They're counting on you to have a successful business so they can run your business as well successfully on the other end. So, yeah, I kind of, you know.
I don't know.
So I'm looking for an assistant. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like.
I don't know.
So, look, what you're saying is you have an internship opportunity available.
I'm accepting volunteer applications.
To come help me sort out my life.
I know, right?
Oh, I could use one of those. To help me sort out my life, that'd be fabulous.
Yeah, and there's so many agencies out there that'll help you out. And we will be talking at the end of the show. We'll be talking a little bit about SCORE and SBDC. Your local Napa Sonoma SBDC is located at Napa Valley College, and they have an amazing program. And we'll be talking about a couple of the events that they're going to be having. I want to say this month or next week.
Ooh.
So the end of the month. And they will be in Spanish. And I do have a really good friend of mine that works there. Mariana Gomez Almaraz, and so she actually has a radio station in Sonoma.
Ooh.
And I had no idea. So we had no idea. We were both on the air, and so we ended up just, you know, having a conversation. And mm-hmm. She said, "Hey, I'm going to be in
Napa
next week, and I'm going to be doing this SBDC
evento."
In Spanish, so why don't you guys come out? And I'm like, cool, all right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, just letting you know that the resources are out there. So no se desanimen. You know, to me, the benefits are also you can do your own schedule. You're flexible. You can choose who your clients are if mm-hmm. you want to.
Bueno, essentially, everything is up to you.
Really, it
yeah.
is.
You're the big boss, the head honcho. You make all the decisions.
Y es una reputación que tú tienes. You know what I mean? It's like you can decide because you're like, man, maybe I don't want to do business with that person. It might be a little sketchy. You know what I mean?
And you gotta say no.
Yeah.
Which, you know, would be the hard part for me because I'd be like, okay. I feel bad saying no. Is that horrible of me? Gosh, I feel like I need like a personality makeover or something. Like I need to learn to become mean.
You know? So if you had the opportunity for this nonprofit to go off, like what do you need to just jump off that cliff and take the leap?
Ooh, I don't know. Resources. Probably just networking with the right people, you know. Yeah. Obviously getting involved with the school district, which did you know I have a connection in the school district?
She's sitting there.
and really probably just honing in on like exactly what a business proposal or what that would even look like in terms of logistics. Because you can't just say, this is what I want to do. You know, you kind of have to put it all on paper do your research, see, you know, what that's going to entail and require, and if there's even like a niche for that market, you know, if students would even be open to doing something like that. I don't know. It's work.
Yeah.
Again, requires time and effort and all this other stuff, which we'll get to that. Eventually, I could honestly 100% see myself doing it, and I really do want to. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting my ducks in a row.
Yeah, and
you
know what? That's true that you said that you have to put it on paper and actually see and do like investigate y revisar and everything, because I will tell you this, that I started, it was like hit the ground running. And should I have known that there were so many other things that I needed to comply with? I already do compliance, you know, for businesses. And so my compliance was like, really? I have to comply with all this other stuff? And it's like, Isela, you're in the compliance business. You should know this. And I'm like, I know I should know this, but
I don't know
this. And it has nothing to do with the line of work that I do. A lo mejor ya no te, ni te parezca the line of business you want to go into.
True.
After you investigate. So I knew someone que se sacó del negocio because they were just kind of like, no, it's way too much work. Not even what I love to do. I wanted to be like kind of the front office and greet people when they came in. And honestly, I'm working my butt off in the back.
Yeah.
And it's like, and even being in the industry of people, it's really hard to work with people that don't really want to work with you. You know, some people see this as just another job, and to you, this is your passion, your love,
100%.
Your absolutely everything, 100%. And you're like,
and it's hard. Well, exactly. And then sometimes, you know, it hurts your business when, you know, you just have somebody that's just in it because like, oh, this is just another job, I just need money, and they don't come forward with that same passion that you're like, no, I want my business to exhibit XYZ, not, you know, your sour attitude.
It has to be rewarding on so many different levels, I think. And that is also like employee, maintaining them happy. Oye, yo vi un article donde employers were talking about how they were like, you know what, aquí en los Estados Unidos, I think we're behind on our like, on our family leaves and paid leaves, you know, para cuando uno está enfermo, that we're like not leading by any means throughout the entire planet. Mm-hmm. Other countries have better paid leaves or just, you know, family leaves for XYZ.
Right.
And so this company was like, day one, tantos días off. Day one, tantos días, you know, for grievance, si se muere alguien de la familia. And then they tell you, like, si es pariente or immediate family. And so, like, day one, I mean, literally the paragraph went on and on and on. And he's like, I need to make my employees happy.
That's good.
That they are not going to be denied something. He's like, up front, he's like, it's been working great. No one uses all the time.
No.
But we're being upfront with them that, yes, there is that flexibility and it's there when you need it.
Which is amazing because, honestly, half the time you retain your employees if they're happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's so many different articles and studies that have been done in terms of people and why, you know, the high turnover rates in certain companies, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, yes, pay is important. But at the same time, too, somebody is more likely to stay at a job where they make less in comparison, you know, if they were to switch for a higher paying job, if that factor, the determining factor is like the work environment and all of the other extra stuff that you receive through the job in terms of confidence and whether or not you're happy because, you know, it's a work-life balance. If all of those other factors are in play and they feel like their benefits are good, you know, they're more likely to stay with you for a lower pay than going with someone else for more money, but right. they're going to have to give up, you know, maybe family time. They're going to have to give up. They're just going to have to give up so many more other things.
You know, and tienes mucha razón. I would not want to be that boss that is like behind. I don't want to be that creepy boss vigilando, viendo a ver a qué horas.
Micromanage.
Oh my God, I know. You know, that's the reason why you ask for employees or you want employees. Mm-hmm. It's so they can do the work for you. Si no le tienes confianza, and then why even go higher?
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. Mira, te digo que va el tiempo de volada. Look at it.
I know.
It's going to be 9:30. Our show is halfway over. That's not fair.
That's insane. That's not fair. Ay,
ay, ay. Well, feliz jueves. Happy Thursday to all of you. We're just talking about entrepreneurship y ser un emprendedor. So, you know, why would you go out on a limb? ¿Por qué tú te irías a tu negocio? Like, why would you want to open something? And for me, again, it's rewarding. You manage your own schedule. And guess what? I can pick and choose whoever I want to do business with. But please stay tuned, and we have a really interesting conversación. We're going to be talking about six basic human needs. O sea, seis necesidades básicas para el humano. So quédense. So please stay tuned after a few words from our local sponsors.
Hola, hola, buenos días.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome. So if you're just tuning in, you're tuning into Conversaciones on la Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. Please make sure to Instagram us. Of course, you can follow us at La Hora 1440 KVON.
La Hora 1440 KVON.
Oh, my goodness. So, hablando ahorita de conversaciones. So, we're going to be talking conversaciones. The six basic human needs. By all means, this is our disclosure. These are just our personal opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Personal opinions.
That we're going to be talking about.
So, fírmale aquí que no te estamos haciendo daño. Cada quien es prójimo de su vida.
I hope so.
You know what I mean? It's just like, nowadays you have to like do the little disclaimer.
The disclaimer.
Like, the ideas on this show are the only, a clear example.
Ridiculous.
You know what I mean?
I think like, it's a little ridiculous. You know, you always have to do the disclaimer. It's just like, please don't get offended with what anyone's saying. This is not a reflection of blah, 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 or I don't know.
Yes.
I'm just like,
their
can
own
everybody
personal
just not
opinion.
Be so sensitive for a while?
Ay, poquito.
Or like how jokes can't even be jokes anymore because everyone's like, oh, my coworker showed me the other day that the animal crackers no longer have the image of them in cages because they're like, oh, you're promoting animals being in cages. I'm like, the animal crackers were like a symbol of like the circus.
Okay,
and like,
entonces, para
and
la
I'm
próxima
like, can
vez?
We just like not, can we not take everything so literal? Like, can there not be a design of some animals and some cages for some animal cookies?
You know what I'm saying?
Without thinking
that?
Like, we're pro caging animals. Like,
all
no.
Right. So let's go to the zoo, and you'll be surprised to know for those that advocated for that we will leave all the tigers outside of their cages when you come to visit.
Case in point. Same people complaining about the animal crackers are probably the same people paying money to go visit the zoos.
That
like,
is.
What are you talking about?
Please. Ay, Dios mío. Okay.
Six basic human needs.
Certainty.
Number one.
So we always want to have a secure environment and comfort in our relationships, whether 100%. It's a personal relationship, whether it's a relationship with your son or daughter, whether it's a relationship with, you know, your
sexual
peers.
Partner.
También, I want to make certain that I got him.
Is there comfort in that relationship?
Okay, number two, Gabriela.
Uncertainty. So obviously, you know, for a variety of the challenges that we have, we want to make sure that we're exercising our emotional and physical needs. We don't want to feel uncertain. So it plays off of the first one, obviously, you know, we just want to make sure that everything's A-okay and that, you know, our physical needs are being met, our emotional needs are being met. We don't like the feeling of kind of being felt like you're stuck in limbo. You know, who likes that?
Yeah,
not me.
Yo no me apunto. Number three, significance. So I need, and this is very, very true. I need to feel important, needed, worthy, wanted.
You want to know what I always find interesting about that one is, and this could be like a whole other topic conversation on Conversaciones, is I think it's absolutely 100% okay to want to feel worthy and needed. Like, those emotions are natural for human beings. And yet how society also distorts that and says, now all of a sudden you're clingy, you're needy, you're, you know, like, you are asking for too much. And it's just like, am I? Because as a human, like, I want a genuine connection. I want to know that, you know, I'm worthy, that I'm needed, that I'm wanted. I don't understand how that, how we distort that to then say, like, no, you're clingy. You don't, you're asking for too much. Like, excuse me, these are my emotions.
Right. And I think, again, it's basic human needs. I mean, ¿quién le va a gustar to be in any kind of relationship? I mean, let's just say una amistad, and I didn't feel important enough for you, or that I was needed in your life, or worthy of your friendship. You know what I mean?
Or your time, or whatever it is.
And this doesn't have to be like that relationship thing. Right. It could be like, you know what? I'm not dependent upon you, but I need to know that our relationship, it's good, that it's going somewhere, that it's productive, not like, oh my God, la tengo que arrastrar. Like, can you imagine how funny that would be?
Of course. Or even like friendships, you know, they're two-way streets. I need to know, like, if I'm putting in an effort, you know, to contact you and stuff like that, and you just never contact me, well then, you know, this friendship is a one-way street, and what am I actually gaining from that?
I totally agree. You know what? It has to, yo no estoy diciendo that, hey, let's walk side by side together.
No.
I hate, you could be like behind me, or I'm a little slightly behind, because there's also a power trip. There is also like alguien siempre is taking the lead, or there's a little bit of competition, but I think that's where that certainty and uncertainty kind of comes into play.
Right. The fourth one, connection and love. So obviously, you know, being able to build connections with other human beings, and all striving for love in different ways. You know, we all grow up different ways viewing love, just depending, you know, on our household, how we were raised and things like that. Whether or not, you know, you had a bond with your parents will probably somehow showcase in your future relationships, whether with your friends or partners. Everything is kind of like intertwined, but there is a genuine need and desire to be connected with other human beings.
Sabes, I mean, really, I need to be able to connect with someone to actually be like, hey, this is cool. You know what? Amor, I know that they put connection and love kind of like together, because it's like in relationships, yes, I'm not gonna feel love for, like, you know, someone that I just connected with, you know what I mean? So I guess it turns into love. There has to be that connection. It turns into love. Great.
Do you believe in like the fact that some people can connect super strongly in a short period of time?
I'm sorry, repeat that again. I got slightly distracted.
Slightly distracted. Shout out to Will and Jaleesa for walking into the studio right now. Do you believe in that, like, two people, so we're talking about connection and love and all that stuff. So do you think it's possible for two people to get connected in a short period amount of time like that?
Yes.
I guess I bring that up because, I mean, not to put my brother on the spotlight or anything, but, you know, like, his fiance that he has, everyone called him a little crazy because they got engaged after, like, 3.5-4 months of dating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo. You know? I went on 3 years. Dang. Find me one. Yeah. Putting you on blast. Put a ring on it.
And it's like, they're together. They're happy. All that stuff. And it's just like, I remember I even looked at him and I was like, what are you doing, dude?
What?
Like, it's been, you know, what's he's like, on? It's love at first sight. And I'm like, does that actually exist? Like, can two people actually connect on such an intense level that after 3 months, you know, it's a go, you know, or is it all still a little, you know?
Well, old school, I'm going back to my parents' time, so yes, that's possible.
That's true.
It was like,
that's true, because in Mexico, you know, se conocen, sometimes ni se conocen. I know in los pueblos in Mexico, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, have you seen la hija de so and so from whatever pueblo, you know, and then word just kind of slowly carries over, like, oh, the dude from like the two towns next door is asking about you, and then you go on a date and then you get married like a month later.
Y más si es el norte.
And then they're together for like 75 years, and I'm like, how'd you make that work?
I know. That's crazy. Like, I know my
maybe that's
had
a solution. Maybe we just need to like cling on to the first person that we come into contact
with. I'm really thinking about my mom and my dad, and my mom was what, 19? 20 when she got married. And it's like she's made it work all these years. She, he, and she. Sorry. Both of them. Number five, growth. So when you stop growing, we die. So, and that's not a factual statement like, te vas a morir porque ya no creciste entre, you know, society or whatever. It's literally like you just te despegas. From
you stop being hungry, you stop being motivated. That's like not cool. Yeah, no, you constantly should want to seek out growth in your life, whether that's professionally, personally, in your relationships. You always want to make sure that you're moving forward, which I think is funny porque la gente siempre dice, like, you've changed, you know, or like sometimes like
I'm hungry
when someone wants to like hate on you for you know, especially like when you start becoming successful, a lot of people are like, oh, you're not the same person I used to know. It's like, no. I'm glad. Like, and when I say I'm glad, I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean it in terms of, why would I want to be the same person I was 5 years ago?
No.
Of course I'm going to change. I hope I change. Of course I hope I change for the better. And at the end of the day, that's going to reflect on, you know, my own goals that I'm striving for, not something that I need to kind of mold and fit into other people's lives, because at the end of the day, it's going to affect me.
You know, I look back on life and I do see that. I do see, like, ¿sabes qué? Si yo hubiera estado in my 20s doing what I was doing, there'd be no way I'd own my business. There'd no way. So I actually did take those leaps of, like, putting myself, and you hear this all the time, putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. Like, man, never in a million years would I think that I'd be talking in front of a crowd. That's my job every single day.
Yeah.
Never in a thousand years would I sit there and just start random conversations at supermarkets. Back in those days, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting, even my kids are like, can you just stop having random conversations with people at the in Mercado? I'm like, you never know when you're going to need a connection. And funny enough, like, someone now that's kind of shadowing stuff that I do, he's been walking around with me, and he's like, you know what? You know so many people. I'm like, you know, I know this guy from somewhere, but I can't pinpoint where he's from, you know? And he's like, how do you know these people? Or, hey, Sela.
You talk, you make friends, you make connections, networking all the time, whether professionally or personally, whatever it is.
And that's part of the growth. You know, si no creces, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And number six, contribution. You have to be able to go beyond your own needs and help and give back to others. Yes. And I cannot express just how much, you know, earlier, I can't remember if we were on break when we were talking about this or if we were on the air when you said sometimes some of these six basic human needs can end up becoming false.
Yeah.
And for me, I think, again, earlier, like I was saying, I never know how to say no. So for me, contribution, that's huge for me. I love to give, but I think that's also my flaw, is I give so much that either sometimes I've been stepped on and, you know, taken for granted or taken advantage of because people just know that I'm so willing to just put my help out there to give back, and it's not always a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. So when I was reading so much last night, some of my notes don't make sense here, but, you know, two of these six become our primary needs and driving forces. So then it becomes a mantra, and then we're like, why, por qué no, you know, por qué no me va bien? And for you, you're probably like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting things done. Y es porque no, you've been contributing way too much. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a great asset, and that is contributing, giving to others, you know, paying it forward. Pero how much is too much?
Right.
You know, so we have to, todo con moderación. Es como el alcohol, es como las drogas, ¿no?
She crazy.
You know what I mean? It's just, how do you address all these needs? I mean, it's all obviously, the way that I seen this was everyone was talking these things out. Like, hey, escríbeme what you think are my two. So what are my two? For me, I feel if I can connect certainty and uncertainty together, I would love to put that back. And then growth. For me, I'm always just like grow, grow, go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do contribute. It's contribution, yes, I do. But for me, mainly, I would say certainty, uncertainty, and growth.
I like that.
And I know they go, I get connection, love. Okay, maybe on a different, if you're just doing this, like, general public is looking at me, I would say certainty, uncertainty, and growth. Ya en el amor, I need to know, I also will leave certainty there and connection and love. You know what I mean? I need to be able to connect. I need to be, what I've experimented with Craig is that he's given me certainty, and we've been able to make this work because we communicate as much as we do.
Right.
There's no way that if we ever split that I would be able to go back to that no connection, no conversation kind of relationship ever again.
No, because you love it. And that's been part of the growth that you've experienced throughout your other relationships. You know, they've taught you what you're okay with, what you want to head into, the direction and the visual of what you want that relationship to look like. And that's good.
Yeah. You know, it's like the point of no return. Oh, you showed me something. Es como el oro. Ya lo vi. Ya me lo puse. Ya no te lo voy a dar. It's mine. So on a 0 to 10, where are you in life? Like, what would you say? Like, soy un 10, soy un 7. You know, like, what are, I guess everyone's goal is to be a 10, and that's perfection. So we know we're never going to get there because we're a work in progress.
Yeah, we're never going to be a 10. If you think that, you know, if you're feeling some pressure out there and you're frustrated because you're not the 10, you're never going to get there.
No.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
Yo y mi viejo sí somos un 10.
No, you ain't.
Él está redondito y yo estoy así. Así, a 10. Así, literally a 10.
Oh, my gosh. You're hilarious.
So that's as close as we're getting to a 10 como pareja.
Oh, my God.
But what do you do to uplift yourself day to day?
Me?
Yeah, like, what gets you, like, motivated? Que es lo que hace, like, oh, my God, I need to get better, but not like, oh, my God, déjame rodar de aquí, caigo al piso, I crawl to the bathroom.
Honestly, for me, my biggest thing is I tend to get in my head a lot, and I overthink, and I'm always just, again, contributing so much that I can become overwhelmed. So for me, what honestly helps me get through the day is my tribe, my group of people, my supporters, my very, very small group that I don't care how small it is. It's so significant to me because at the end of the day, when I have something going on, they're right there to give me those positive words of encouragement, especially on the days when I'm doubting myself the most. Mm. And they're like, girl, what are you talking about? And then they have a laundry list of things where they're like, you're this. And it's not, you know, that I constantly need to be reassured or that my self-esteem is down. Right. It's, again, that certainty piece. It's that, you know, connecting with you and letting you know, hey, you got this, like, why are you freaking out? I know that you're like, right now, this week has been not necessarily a horrible week, but there's just a lot going on this week for me. Yeah. And it's been very overwhelming. And I've had my moment this week already where I broke down. That's the uncertainty part. And then again, and then my tribe comes in, they swoop and they're like, you're going to get this done. They're sending me memes constantly about, like, you got this. And, you know, things good. Pick me up, make me laugh. That it's like, okay, you're stressed, yes, but you're going to keep going. You're going to get through this week. And then when you're done, you're going to kick your feet up and pop open that
So don't think that these six basic human needs, you don't ping pong back and forth from them, because like you said, this week it's been a variety of things. And so how we said uncertainty, you had that variety, you need the variety of challenges, and then that way you exercise kind of that emotion, like, oh my gosh, yes, I can do this, and so it's que no puedo. And so at the end of the day,
I need to cry right now. I know. I think I've cried like 3 times this week.
Lie. You know, it gets overwhelming, and you gotta do that.
And then I feel weird because I'm like, why are you crying? And then I, you know, I'm like hard on myself. I'm like, get yourself together. Like, you got this. But sometimes you just have to let it out a little bit, you know?
You do.
It's healthy to cry.
You're human. And it's like, nadie te puede decir, oh, you're too happy. Oh, you're too mean. You're too sad.
You're too emotional.
¿Sabes qué? A la fregada. Yo voy a hacer lo que a mí me dé mi gana and how it's going to make me feel better at the end of the day.
We all react in different ways.
It is part of growth.
It is part of who you are. And you're going to make connections and have that certainty with people that are accepting of exactly who you are.
So,
and anybody else, que se vaya la fregada.
For uplifting, so what I do in the morning, I get a Facebook reminder. It's called Shine. And Shine sends me motivational kind of little text. And it's like, Isela, your to-do list. Everybody has to-do lists. No one achieves them. Blah, blah, blah.
So no one achieves them.
Yeah, so don't think you're like, so it's like, it's really a realistic motivation app. It sends it to you in the morning, and then it says, you want to read more, or should we give you, you know, just like a shot of motivation?
I love that.
And so then you can read more on the little, you just press read more, and it automatically generates, you know, or sends you to a website, or it'll give you like a shot of a motivational kind of like
quote or something. That's
yeah.
cool. I like starting off with my daily Bible inspirations. It always, you know, kind of connects like a real reality of something you might be going through with, you know, a passage in the Bible. And it's just kind of spiritually uplifting, which is something that I really like to look forward to in the morning. So it's always nice when I can start off my day like that. And then I kind of just start driving to work. I'm pondering and reflecting about it, trying to make connections with, you know, what's going on in my life, how that applies to what I just read, where I can improve, how things can be better. And I don't know, it just kind of starts you off on a positive note.
It does.
Like, you got this, girl.
I know. Sometimes I do have to remind myself in the mirror, like, do this. Do it today. Yeah. If you didn't do it yesterday, you got to do it today. So, I know, siempre tenemos que cortar el tiempo, pero, you know, we are on to our third segment. So please stay tuned. We have a couple of events that are happening really, really nice. Oh my gosh, really awesome events. And actually, we have one that's going to go on tonight, so you cannot miss it.
Make sure you're staying tuned to hear that out.
Hello. Buenos dias. You're back on La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on KVON 1440, and we're going to zoom through our last segmento of the hour. We had a really interesting conversation, by the way.
Just BT-dub.
I know. It was awesome. I really did, you know, we were talking about
six basic human needs.
I'm trying to say it in Spanish. Six basic human needs, seis necesidades básicas para el humano. And really, you missed out on a great segmento de conversaciones. So if not, you know, hit me up. I can send you the segment via email. So let me know if you want to hear it.
Because we got it like that.
You see? So we started off the show talking about entrepreneurship, being un emprendedor. And so SBDC, Napa Sonoma, has classes that are going on. So I'm going to name three classes that are going to go on. So Wednesday, August 29th, from 6 to 8 p.m., Napa, la contabilidad de tu pequeño negocio. So this is actually going to be accounting for your small business, which will be in Spanish. And it will be from 6 to 8. It only costs $15. So
I mean
they got really good grants, and so that is awesome. A cheap price, $15, so you can learn about accounting for your small business. Now they're also going to have they're going to do a class about Facebook for Business Level 1, which is scheduled for September 12th, 6 to 9 p.m., and then Facebook for Business Level 2, which would go on the following week, September 17th. And I believe that these classes are all $17, so make sure that you call SBDC Napa Sonoma and let them know that you want to attend these classes. Their phone number is 707-256-7250.
Fantastic. And then September, Santa Rosa, the 9th annual Fiesta de Independencia with authentic Latino food, music, games, a low-ride car show, and fun for the whole families. And they're even going to have piñata. So how cool is that? It's going to be from 1 to 7 p.m. on Sunday. It's free. Gratis. You know how we like that. Gratis. Over at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts off of 50 Mark West Springs Road in Santa Rosa. So if you're interested in all of that jazz, go ahead and Google them or go to their website, lutherburbankcenter.org, or you can give them a call at 707-546-3600. And then Blues, Brews, and Barbecues is happening this weekend. I'm very excited. I'm going to be out there. So definitely come say hi. Ay, ven y dime hola, porque yo voy a estar allá.
No,
este sábado.
¿Me vas a dar vino?
Of course I will, if you pay for it. Este sábado, agosto 25, this Saturday, August 25th, from 12 to 6 p.m. It's returning to First Street in downtown Napa. So before, I think they had it in the Oxbow Commons. Now it's going back to First Street, so super cool. The name says it all. It's a feast of American blues music, micro-brewed beers, and homemade barbecue slathered in mouth-watering sauces. We're always talking about food, and I'm always getting hungry here. Plus, this year they're adding a full stage of Zydeco. So it's going to have live music at three stages, amazing beers, and dozens of barbecue restaurants. The toughest part of your day is literally going to be deciding what you want to listen to, what you want to eat, and of course, what you want to drink, which, hey, I'm fine if those are my biggest problems for the day. It's going to feature live blues music from some of the Bay Area's best blues musicians, including the Terry Hank Band and Brad Wilson Live. live on the main stage. So go ahead and enjoy 40 Micro Beard Brews, some making their market debut, so super cool in the beer garden, and then tons of finger-licking barbecue food from 15 of the greatest barbecue masters in the Bay Area. Again, 12 to 6 this Sunday.
Okay.
And Saturday.
So I'm going to close off the show with this last event. So this is happening tonight. Unfortunately, I cannot make it. I am like totally bummed because there are two people that I know personally, Israel Valencia and Francis Ortiz Chavez, who actually was a former trustee where I sit on the school board. Uh-huh. I was her chair, and she had held it for many, many years. But she's a local artist who will be featuring artists will be Jose Martinez, Francis Ortiz Chavez, and Israel Valencia. And they will be showing off. Today's the opening reception for Perspectivas de la Vida. And so it will start today, Thursday, August 23rd at 5:30 today. Show dates are August 23rd all the way through to November 30th, which
That's
is pretty awesome. At the gallery at the Community Center, which is located at 6516 Washington Street in Yountville. So please, lo voy a decir en español, va a haber una exhibición de arte, Perspectivas de la Vida, Live Perspectives, con los artistas José Martínez, Francis Ortiz Chávez y Israel Valencia. La recepción de apertura va a ser hoy jueves, el 23 de agosto, de 5:30 de esta tarde, y van a estar desde el día de hoy hasta el 30 de noviembre de este mismo año en la galería del Centro de la Comunidad en Yountville. La dirección es 6516 Washington Street en Yountville.
That's
so
awesome.
Allí los esperamos.
Yeah, and that's a perfect, especially for Latino Heritage Month coming up next month. There's also going to be another Latino concert coming up on October 4th in Santa Rosa. It's going to be Aida Cuevas, Totalmente Juan Gabriel. It's her tribute to her mentor, so Juan Gabriel was her mentor. It's going to be at 8 p.m. There's going to be a pre-show discussion starting at 7, so it's going to be Thursday, October 4th. Tickets range anywhere from $39 to $59. Again, this is at the Luther Burbank Center over in Santa Rosa. Go ahead and visit their website, lutherburbankcenter.org, for more information.
Ya vamos a clausurar el programa.
Pero ya
no me quiero ir. It's always the same reaction at the end of the show.
Same reaction, homegirl.
Miren, yo no les tengo un dicho para esta semana because I think the whole program really had to do with inspirando a la gente, dándole un poquito de perspectiva, like, you know, la señora Frances Ortiz y el jovenazo Israel Valencia y José Martínez. They're going to give you a perspective about, through their eyes, through their artistry, qué es lo que es la vida. Mm-hmm. So, sí los animo muchísimo para ir a ver esa gran recepción que va a ser el día de hoy.
Amén.
So, you tuned in to La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. Y aquí te esperamos next week, next Thursday.
Be right here.
Same time. Adiós.
Bye.